Tom, is that you?
It is. How are you, Lee?
I'm okay. Can always be better. Give me your cell phone number again, please.
Sure. It's
585 414
8264.
826 8261. So
8264.
585 8264. Okay. I wrote it on a piece of paper, and the paper got away from me yesterday. Otherwise, I would have called you on that. So 585-414-8264.
Perfect, you got it.
Okay, yeah, so I'll put it in my phone after we get off the call, but the paper won't wander away from me. Well, I sold him the mounting. He was not in love with either of the stones. He had himself fixated on a stone that was a little better. I think I should have had you send in something that was he was looking at.
I'm sorry, you were cutting out there, Lee.
Okay, let me get. Is this better? This spot?
Yep, I can hear you fine.
Okay, so basically, you know, I should have had you send in something a little better, because our stones were slightly less than what he was looking at, apparently. But I was in the parameters that he gave me, and I don't know if he kind of upped his look. I think it's the classic thing of misjudging how far somebody's willing to go on an engagement ring. So I got the mounting sale and offset his stone, and that's where I'm at. But if I can work those through the weekend, I will, and then otherwise I can ship them back to you on Friday.
And you mean tomorrow, or you're?
Yeah, I ship them Friday, or I can work them through the weekend and then send them out on Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, if you could send them out at the beginning of the week, that's fine. Did you need something else for him? I mean, is he committed on a diamond?
No, he's got another stone. So I'm looking at his stone against the other stones, and his stone was just a slightly better grade. So it was like HSI-1. It was a little brighter. He was spending a little bit more money than we were asking, and it was just one of those things where, I said to myself after the experience, it was kind of like, you know, never judge what somebody's willing to spend or where they're at on these things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I would have thought that I had that lesson fully down by now, but...
Is there any way that we could still get a shot to find something better for him? I mean, and then you've got the lifetime trade-up, you know, through me that you can offer him,
yeah,
as well as the gem print ID, you know, and light performance certificate.
Well, he's in a hurry up and get the ring done type phase. So that's where he was at. So I don't see where we can move him off of that other stone. So,
okay.
But like I said, in the future, it's another reminder for me to kind of, you know, have something a little better than what the client's asking, because you just don't know what they're willing to stretch for. I don't know, but that's where we're at. I don't think,
yeah,
I have any room to kind of move him around.
I understand.
I'm just happy to have the mounting sale.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so
I'd be happy to have the diamond sale with you too, Lee.
Oh, I would like it for you, Tom. I would like it. I would totally like it for you too. You know,
but no, I'm happy that you were able to make the mounting sale. That's
right,
good.
Right. But that's why I wanted to get your cell phone number down. And things are picking up a little bit. You know, there's more engagement rings happening, and my Yelp reviews and Google reviews are good, and more people are just kind of coming my way. So let's keep our fingers crossed that there's some more stuff to kick up.
Great. Yeah, I'm here to help you out. Again, you know, anytime if you need anything, literally small or large, you know, I'll have you covered.
Okay. All right. And thanks for that lab stone, and I'll get you straight for that. And we'll just keep pushing forward.
Yeah, definitely. Sounds good to me.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Lee.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye.